freezing cold day here in Manhattan, but the sun is out, Jason, so I'm feeling pretty positive. What's going on over there?
Just poured me a cup of builder's tea. I've made a smoothie.
Do you have the tea and the smoothie at the same damn time, or are you finishing one, starting the other?
Same time, same time. I like hot and cold play. I shouldn't say I like cold play if with our guest around, but I was actually thinking about this earlier this morning, and it is the morning. It's 9 a.m. We've got an early pod, so we could talk to our friends all over the world. But I was thinking how people are very particular about how they like their coffee or their tea in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, do I like it black?
Mm-hmm.
All the milks, alternatives, but maybe even more important than the type of milk, it is how much of that milk is being added to your coffee drink. Do you?
Yes. This leads me to another theory I've been working on, but go ahead.
Okay. What one person's splash is another person's ruined coffee is sort of what I'm saying.
Yeah, because these things aren't normally measured by your local barista. It's a little bit of an eyeball situation. So yeah. things can get tricky.
And moving forward, it is totally fine. I do this every single time to ask the barista, can I just pour it myself? And they'll hand over the Khalifa Farms or they'll hand over whatever it is, and they let you do it yourself.
That must be nice. I feel like if I went to Integral and asked for the homemade almond milk, they would slap my hand. There's no way they're giving me the jug.
Okay. I guess not every coffee shop is the same.
At Starbucks, they'll definitely give you the coconut milk for sure. They'll definitely. Well, in New York, people, I mean, you know, I remember when I first, you know, moved here and I would go to a bodega and I would see someone order a coffee light and sweet.
Yeah,
and man, it would be so much milk and sugar that it looked like white. It just looked like a cup of milk at a certain point.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this seems, I don't know if this is even working, but
I love getting bodega coffee in New York. I love bopping down, you know, whatever, bacon, egg and cheese, styrofoam cup. Builder's tea version of coffee, you know, blue collar, stick to your ribs kind of shit. Big Mama put her foot in this blend, but I have to go black because the amount of, you know, their version of a splash and a baby bit of sugar. Baby doesn't mean 4 teaspoons.
No, it's a full.
Wow, okay, I guess I'll throw this coffee away.
It's minimum a full teaspoon, a full, you know, like spoonful.
It's cuckoo. Well, anyway, all that is to say, my idea, which I tried out today, sort of taking the same theory from the pub, a Boilermaker. So you get a shot and a beer kind of thing. You get your black coffee, and then you get a little small glass of milk on the side, and then you can kind of just you drink the black coffee, strong, bitter, acidic, crazy flavors going on, and then you immediately quench that thirst. You extinguish the flames of acidity with a nice cold glass of milk. You get the temperature play of hot and cold. It's fun to have a sidecar and you control exactly how much product goes in your mouth.
I think what you're forgetting is that most people don't, and me included, like a hot and cold mix is a nightmare.
Mm.
Like if I was going to have a smoothie and a coffee, I would have a coffee first, finish the coffee, have a smoothie. I would never do that at the same time.
Really.
That's like, that's not dissimilar from people who drink smoothies with food. It's disgusting.
Well, but what about my coffee smoothie business idea? You've never spoken up about this.
Well, I'm not. I mean,
before in all of our early meetings,
offering those two as co-founders.
I could have used Q3 2021. Wow. Okay.
Wow. I mean, I've already put the deck together, but I guess I can amend it. I think that concept still works because people still want those two beverages and they could get one or the other if they're normal. And if they're psychos, they can get both.
I didn't know that it was. So you say most people are averse to that wild oscillation of temperatures in their mouth.
Well, just think about it. How often do you see someone doing that? I see people drinking smoothies with food very often, which is disgusting. But what you're talking about, I don't see very often. Maybe people do it in the privacy of their own home because they're embarrassed. But that's something that I haven't seen. Like, I don't see that. I mean, maybe when someone's hungover and they order 5 drinks, one's a smoothie. You know, it's like orange juice, water, coffee, smoothie, maybe. But I don't.
Yeah, or orange juice and coffee. That is the prime example of this.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but I don't. I would never drink those two in tandem. I would finish one and drink the other.
Sure.
I would never have a sip of one, a bite of food, sip of the other. It just seems.
Let's take a how long going poll. You say most, and I would say maybe most haven't even considered this to be a thing.
Well, that's. Hopefully I mean, not. That's also very possible. Well, I saw Kobe and Claire on the street a few minutes ago, and they had just left Cafe Integral, and it reminded me that I've been really. I saw a guy yesterday order a oat milk matcha latte iced.
Oat milk matcha.
I have to say, fellas, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Ordering an oat milk iced latte is matcha latte is one of the beep things you can do.
Haven't we consumed a lion's share of iced matcha almond lattes?
At
Maru?
No. I mean, I would always get matcha and water, which is disgusting. And because I was like, I don't want all that milk. It's gross. But
damn, how much do this beep hate himself?
But fellas, if you honestly like think about it, especially if you're with a potential sexual partner,
yeah.
you can't order an oat milk matcha latte iced in front of them.
Okay, that is the how long gone version of somebody handing you a microphone and you screaming, "You got to fight for your right to party" into the microphone. and then the person that you're about to ideally put your penis inside of is like, I think I need to.
I'm gonna
re-explore this scenario.
I have to go. Actually, yeah, it's just
I need to take a second look at all of this.
Don't do it. I mean, oat milk in general is for the ladies, in my opinion. But when you mix it with matcha, diabolical.
I might argue that ocha. Oh wait, sorry.
Ocha.
I might. I just invented a new startup product. Fishwives is on board for 2.3, but. I would argue that matcha is more of a female trait than oat milk.
Oh yeah, yeah. I would agree with that as well.
Oh, thank God.
The matcha tastes better in desserts than it does as a drink, which is at least for me. As a drink, it tastes like dirt.
Our friend Paul Hollywood would disagree with that.
I mean, it's just facts only.
No, consuming a matcha dessert. That's 10x more of a female trait than consuming it as a beverage.
Oh, I'm not saying that's my choice. I'm saying the dirt powder tastes better as a dessert, and I don't understand.
It's not your choice; it's your preference.
I don't know how people have faked it into thinking this tastes so good. I just don't. It's not. It doesn't. Coffee tastes good.
Well, I think most people would say you just haven't had the right matcha yet. You just don't understand.
Oh, I've had several different ceremonial.
It's the same thing as when someone's like, I try to listen to Grateful Dead, but I'm like, bro,
yeah,
you got to go to the right show at the right time, sure. The right year, and sure. The right acid, blah blah blah.
I agree.
Speaking of British stuff, I was watching a video, and I wanted to give a congratulations to Kanye West for having the number one album now.
Well, breaking news on that. I believe that because of some issue with his distributor, it is being pulled down from streaming services for now.
That doesn't sound like the Kanye West I know.
That doesn't change. No, he's not doing it by choice to fix things. I think that he's doing it because he's being forced to, but that doesn't change the fact that he did come in numero uno.
Right. On the backs of how many uncleared samples, we'll only have to wait and find out. But I thought it was interesting and odd, the promo video that he put up on social media, where it's a sort of a Fight Club style group of rowdy British lads. Kind of hooligans. Have you seen this?
No, I don't really see a lot of stuff from the Kanye West.
Well,
camp.
Kanye West is he's a famous guy and he's on social media. You should check.
I don't follow him on social media. But
you'd think the algo. Twitter.
I listened to Carnival, the number one song. Okay, well that Playboy Cardi.
that's what So there's a room full of 50. British skinhead looking guys. It looks like a rap video. It looks like a DMX video. It looks like a boiler room for like some grime MC or something like that. and they're all a cappella singing that song, and they're getting really pumped up, you know, like mosh pit style gang vocals.
Mm-hmm.
But they're singing it like British lads, and it's very tough, and there's machismo going on, but they just keep singing ride dick like a carnival.
Yeah, that is that makes it less macho. That makes it less macho. I would for sure, when that chorus first hit my AirPods at the Equinox, I was also stunned. But watching 50 guys chant that in the room, as if they're about to go out and whip the, you know, beat the shit out of the San Francisco 49ers is a very strange.
This is gayer than Slut Pop Miami, Kim Petras, you know,
dude. Ride that dick like carnival with the fellas is not. I mean,
yeah. Alex Chapman saw that and he's like, "Oh, this is too risque.
This
for
is
me.
I can't. I shan't. I will not remix this on Reels." It's really something else. Because I listened, you know, I was like, "Oh wow, this album seems to be gaining traction. Let me put it on."
Yo, that's who you see on the road. She ride dick like carnival. I don't need the impossible. Go.
Korea World is a new cookbook written by Dookie Hong and friend of the show Matt Rodbard, the New York Times best-selling authors of the book Koreatown.
Korea World is a vibrant exploration of the evolution of Korean cuisine both in Korea and in Korea towns across the United States, with more than 75 bold, flavor-packed recipes and stunning photography.
The authors take an inside look at the exciting evolution of Korean food through stories of chefs, home cooks, as well as recipes that are shaping modern Korean cuisine.
The book begins in Seoul, where the barbecue scene is pushing into new territory and where the city's third wave coffee culture is exploding.
The tour continues with late-night food adventures in Los Angeles, my hometown, and stops into the kitchens of innovative chefs from New York City to Portland, who are putting modern spins on Korean classics.
Recipes include giant short ribs, whole fried smash rockfish, and pineapple kimchi fried rice.
I'm sad I didn't get to name the foods and you did. Korea World is essential reading for anyone curious about the future of food.
Available wherever books are sold.
This episode of How Long Gone is brought to you by Babbel. I fancy myself a trilinguist myself, but it usually only applies when I'm ordering food in restaurants.
Mm.
So, you know, I'm picking up Babbel so I can have some more conversational Spanish, Vietnamese, and other languages. I feel like everyone knows the food stuff,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, taking an extra step in case you're in a situation when you're traveling, you're in the hills of Oaxaca, you don't have service for your little Google Translate shit. Learn it the old-fashioned way with Babbel.
Do the work. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/howlong. Get 55% off, that's more than half, at babbel.com/howlong, spelled babbel.com/howlong. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That 50% off discount is great, as I am unfortunately fluent in broken knees.
And it's some of the worst, and you know, I hate lyrics, but this is some, they're so flagrantly bad that it's hard to listen to. Ride that dick like a carnival is I would say, tip of the iceberg. Like, that's not even the worst of the worst on the album.
Speaking of that, and the way that you sort of enunciated ride that dick like a carnival, I think in the song, the word that is not a shining.
Okay, so it's just ride dick like carnival?
You know how, like, yeah, like, because of, you know, word counts and syllables and the way things all fit together in a rhyme scheme.
Okay, all right.
You know, you might have to.
All right. Calm down, Nos. Relax.
I'm trying not to go popcast mode, but you know, you have to trim and tailor like a bonsai.
If you start talking about breath control, I'm going to hang up. If you start talking about breath control,
you know, like when you watch a video with Eminem and he's like, well, people say you can't rhyme anything with the word orange, and then he he bends words to make it sound.
Of course, that's, I mean, the great.
Like, he's like, the orange door hinge was a boring. Yeah, you know, yeah, like, sure. Saying stuff like that.
Sure.
You might have to remove the word that, so then it just sounds like a grown man rapper, where most grown men rappers, the greatest fear in their entire life is people finding out that they're gay, saying, ride dick like a carnival. Which tense is it?
It's,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think Kanye is opening the dictionary for this one, or even running his kind of lyric sheet through Grammarly. I think he's just kind of gunning it in the booth.
I know.
You know, but I
well, that's why people in these high positions like Kanye's, the Elons of the world, they need to have these people who have sort of what's it called? Jesters immunity or something like that. Like, people who are able to tell a person in power, this is where you're fucking up.
Yeah.
You know, a no person.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's how the enemy might construe what you have done.
In this case, it seems like it's going just fine, though. I mean, it's obviously we're talking about it, but it seems like it's
fine. It's fine.
It's not causing any problems to the bottom line. Or, I mean, if you do $18 million in merch in one day, mm-hmm. then you deserve to ride dick like carnival, in my opinion. in my expert opinion, that's kind of a nice little reward for making all that money.
I agree.
What a dream.
Speaking of rappers, do you think Lana is really dating Quavo?
I hope so, but that means she's gonna go into a new phase and people might not want that music. If Beyonce is going country, then maybe it's time for Lana to go R&B. Like, what is she doing?
She's done a few songs that have hip hop beats.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. These chicks are like Kardashians. They go through these phases and they change their entire personality. It's a whole, you know, it's like a Madonna. You know what I mean? Like, I'm in this Bowie.
Is Lana going to start dressing like Sexy Red?
I mean, that would be, I think, better than what she dresses like now, to be honest. I don't like either, but mm-hmm. her milkmaid 7-Eleven employee look doesn't do much for me either.
Oh, hater.
Hater. No, I mean, I did. I like, even if they're not dating, it's cool that they're making people think that they are. I love Hollywood.
I fucking love Hollywood, man. I wanted to give a shout out to, I went to a restaurant a couple days ago called Sal's.
No.
Sal's Place or whatever. It's like a,
well, I mean, yes,
in Provincetown. It's like a big fancy, or not fancy, but it's a big popular seafood restaurant, been around for a long ass time. They've sort of moved over and they opened up in LA during the winter months, so they're closed.
I see
back east when it's too cold, and then come over here now. But it's a very cute room. It's like really, really, it's a fun vibe in there. I think you guys should go. It's WeHo Robertson.
Oh, okay.
Design
okay.
District, kind of right by Cedars.
Yeah.
Just a little, they took over an old Italian restaurant. It's just a cute little shack. It looks kind of like a flower shop, but it's has really good vibe in there. Full bar, and it's just a place to go get some bread with olive oil and some pasta, vongole, and like a little tiramisu kind of thing, martinis, wine. The wine is cute. And the things that you'll like about it, reservations are by phone only.
Okay.
And it's cash only.
Oh, wow. This is okay. I'm in. That's the first. As soon as I get to LA, I want to go patronize this small business. That's actually very cool.
And because of it sort of being like a legendary gay area, it's sort of like the gay East Coast transplants in LA have like a place for them to feel at home. When I was there,
are you my people?
Yeah, your people. A friend of the show, Patrick Sandberg, was there dining with some friends, as well as SNL's Lorne Michaels sitting next to me.
He could be down low. We don't know for sure.
Yeah, he definitely. I mean, he is kind of asexual. Actually, well, now that you think about it,
I think he's married with kids, but his sexuality is Saturday Night Live. You know what I mean? That's his kind of. That's his.
That makes two of us. But. Yeah. Like any boss above 75 years old, he had two phones. One of them, obviously the iPhone with the font text size, yes, really cranked to 11. You know when you have at the top of your messages where there's like your pinned chats?
Yes, yeah. I don't use that feature, but
pinned chats were so big. Yeah.
You saw Bill Hader.
They were so big.
You saw everything Bill Hader had to say. It was too much.
the four pinned chats took up his entire screen is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. They were so magnified. But his other phone, a flip phone.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I'm sure he
hates that. What do you think he needs that flip phone for?
Because that's probably what he actually talks on. And he probably texts on the iPhone because the keyboard's bigger. He probably doesn't like to talk on it. That's what I would guess. Because it's not like he's going to use AirPods.
Right. Grown ass man. He can't be using no AirPods. Okay, that makes sense.
Like, he's not going to hold. I mean, holding that giant iPhone up to your. I mean, it looks stupid for all of us, but especially if you're him. Yeah. You know, like you're an adult.
I wonder if other people do that.
And when's the last time you've done that?
I know.
You know, when's the last time? I mean, I've done it in a pinch, obviously, but most of the time I'm talking on the phone. I have headphones in.
Yeah, of course. I hate it. But I mean, it just seems like a lot of work to have a second phone plan and call me on this. No, not on that number. Call me on my other number and the whole thing just so.
Oh, I'm sure there's a very clear.
I like the dedication to the
bit. I'm sure there's a very clear tiered system of who gets what number. And that's part of the reason it exists. You know, like it's like, all right, this is the real shit. This is the bat phone.
Yeah. You think Chris Storr has that one yet?
Yeah, he definitely does. We should introduce our guest. Because he's supposed to be here now and he's not, but that doesn't surprise me. you.
All right. So our guest canceled today. So unfortunately, it is going to be a one-on-one episode. So if you like guests, that's a bummer. But if you like us and the podcast, then this is a pleasant surprise on your Friday, isn't that right, Chris?
I don't care if you like us, as long as you like the podcast. That's what matters. That's right. Yeah, it's pleasant. No, I'm.
All right.
Oh, you know, this is what happens. This is part of the deal. This is when you fly close to the sun, sometimes you get burned, baby.
All right. So I'm dealing with a suburban issue right now. It is a little Larry David-esque, but
you don't say.
Also, did you watch the newest Curb Your Enthusiasm? It's very Atlanta-centric.
No. I haven't watched any Curb Your
in that it takes place in Atlanta.
I have to be honest, I don't care about Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like, I just don't care. I know that's bad because it's like,
please, bro.
I just don't care. It's been on too long. I just don't care. Okay, it hasn't been that funny in a long time.
Do this for me. If you when you come back to LA after wherever you're going to, Malaysia or some shit. Once you come back, you're gonna
I'm going to the beautiful country of Korea.
Okay.
Thanks to our friends at Coca-Cola.
I can't wait to see what you eat in Korea.
Don't worry. They've already gotten my dietary restrictions, so it should be fine. But they have told me we're going to a legendary Korean BBQ spot night one, which is, I don't know, maybe I'll have some cucumbers.
They took the wrong person.
It's not about food, Jason. It's about drink. And luckily for you, I might have the first sip of Coca-Cola I've had in 15 years.
I actively drink Coca-Cola all the time. But let's move on. This is how the rich stay richer. I have someone at my door. Speaking of suburbia, I got your ass on my Nest Cam. Suck it, mailman. Okay, so all I'm saying is, when you're in town, do me this favor. We'll sit down and watch this episode, season 12, episode 2.
Yeah, sure. I'm down. I mean, I'll watch it. I'm happy to watch it.
And I'll tease that tiger out of its cage. I'll get you
with
giggling.
With you, what are you going to do? Annotate it while we watch? Like, what are you
going to
do?
I'm going to look at the TV and look back at you and do this.
Okay, so you're going to make sure I don't miss the funny parts.
I'm going to tell you when to laugh with my body.
Oh, wow. Great.
Language.
That sounds good. Yeah, chill out. Okay, so is it good?
It's well, that it is funny, but anyway, that was it. And it takes place in Atlanta. It's good stuff. But the reason why I was bringing that up is I've been finding dog shits on my lawn. Maybe over the last year, probably, and they're big and they feel personal or they feel intentional. If that makes sense, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
it's not just a whoops-a-daisy. It's giving. The owner is trying to get his or her dog to shit on my lawn out of spite or what, or maybe we just have a person who hates picking up dog shit.
I mean, you probably have enemies.
Yeah, I got enemies.
I got enemies. I got lots of enemies. So yeah, I'm sure you got enemies.
I haven't caught this doo-doo bandit in the act, but I have a gut feeling that I know exactly who it is. And
okay, I like this. Let's go knock on the door. Like I said, when I'm in town, I'll be the enforcer. I'll knock on the door. I'll put my hand in my pocket like I got a little something in there.
You got a little Thule on you.
I would not be afraid to intimidate.
He doesn't have to know that it's just your Nintendo Switch. But,
yeah, no.
Well, that's kind of, so I think I know who it is. It's a person with this big giant husky. It's this shitty fat guy. He's always talking on the phone. He may or may not have some sort of learning disability, which throws a little bit of a pin in my operation, but I'm willing to look past that. But I've been trying to figure out what to do because I can't be like, excuse me, can you please pick up? You know, like I can't do that.
Oh, right? No, you have to clap back in a similar but worse fashion.
Yeah. So the problem is I don't know where this fat boy lives.
Well, you're gonna have to follow him. You're gonna have to stake him out and follow him.
I know. So yesterday I was getting in my car. Yesterday I was getting in my car.
I know.
Okay. So
okay.
the cleaning lady's at the crib. This is Valentine's Day. The cleaning lady's at the crib, and I have to like go run some errands. I had to get flowers and some treats from Proof Bakery. I had to go buy some paper towels and some dish soap for Anel. It was a whole thing, and it was a real curb moment because I get into my car in the driveway. I start it up, and then I see Fat Boy and the Husky, and I'm looking at the clock, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, I'm not going to be able to trail this guy because he's right in front of my house. I have to catch him when he's already out in the world and then sort of creep up and follow him. Well, because
no, I disagree. I think you put your nuts on the table and you let him know that you're following him. So he's spooked.
No,
that might be enough.
Well, I was thinking that, but he doesn't seem like a guy who's going to get spooked. He's like a big fat Armenian guy with a giant husky who probably sells drugs or something. So
Jason, let me tell you something. I'm a big ass white guy, and if somebody's following me, I'm still gonna be a little bit scared.
Yeah, but then the problem is once I get my revenge, he will know that it is me because I'm following him.
Well, this is what I'm saying to you. The following alone could stop the shitting.
Could is not will. I can't risk that.
I mean, you don't have a better plan.
You understand?
You don't have a better plan. What's your plan?
How do you know? Okay, you know, you're the bulldog, I'm the sniper. You're going to follow him and be like, keep walking, bro. And then when he's going to get to his house, go inside his house, and then what happens?
You slash his tires.
Yeah, you better go inside of your house.
You slash his tires, obviously.
And then he knows where you live because I followed him from my house to his house. So then the next morning he'll slash my tires.
Yeah, this is fucking war. This is war. What do you want to do? He's gonna know you did it if you do anything. He's gonna know who did it.
No, that's not true.
Unless he's got other victims.
I'm sure he does. I mean, hopefully he doesn't listen to How Long Gone. So I'm waiting patiently. I'm waiting him out. It could take years for all I know. But I'm waiting him out for the perfect moment to get my revenge. And I think I need, once I catch him and I find out where he lives, then I'm able to do things to him and his property, maybe under the cover of darkness, in disguise, no license plates, whatever it may be. Over and over again, whatever that
you're not going to do. You're not going to do any. What you need to do is either toilet paper his house old school style,
mm-hmm.
slash his tires,
mm-hmm.
or put a threatening kind of ransom style note in the mailbox where you cut out letters from magazines so your handwriting isn't traceable.
Okay, well
that's my favorite option, but that's a little more laborious.
The shitting stops today. Something like that. So, well, here's my idea. Try it on for size. I want this to be, I don't want it to be a singular attack. I want this to be water torture. I want this to be long, drawn out pain, mental anguish, frustration, confusion, all these things. So I want to take all of my dog's shits and maybe once a week stockpile them. In bags, it's fine. And then place them or throw them on the roof of his house so they are on display to the whole street.
Not a bad idea. I like it.
So everyone in the street is like, this is the house that's covered in dogs' shits. So the people inside of there must have done something to piss somebody off so much that they've done this. So they're bad people. And then number two, once a week, Fat Boy has to get on a ladder, climb onto his roof, and remove these dogs' shits. Or get a broom out, and he's trying to knock it off. I'm in the bushes with the 5D, flicking him up. Next thing you know, oops, they're in the mailbox. Now he's being watched.
This is very time consuming, unfortunately. I'm more of a kind of rip the Band-Aid off guy with stuff like this. Like,
I have the time.
I would go knock on the door and intimidate. Because if you come in hot, people are scared. You're big enough where people are scared. It doesn't matter that you're a pussy.
Yeah, but then he knows it's me, and then he knows where I live. And then his little cousin is going to slash my tires.
He already knows where you live for sure, because that neighborhood, I recognize people from your neighborhood, and I don't live there.
He knows where I live, but he doesn't know that I have done the shitting on his roof.
Sure, but I just think you're thinking too hard about
because
this.
Because it happened at night, and nobody saw it.
I think you're thinking too
hard. I sneak up on my bicycle.
No, you can do something once that will get the point across. Is what I'm saying. So you don't have to waste all this time.
It's about the journey, not the destination.
This is all that matters, is that dogs suck. That's the only thing I hear when you talk about this. Like, this problem wouldn't exist if dogs didn't exist. You know what I mean? We would have less problems in the world if dogs weren't around. This episode of How Long Gone is brought to you by Booking.com. From cozy bed and breakfast to trendy boutique hotels, with so many choices across the beautiful United States of America, you can book whoever you want to be. That can look like booking a 5-star hotel to indulge your luxury side, that's me, or booking a remote cabin in the woods to explore your adventurous side.
So spring has sprung, the sun is out, the sun is shining, I can't wait to get to New York. Check out Booking.com for your ideal hotel or vacation home, no matter where you go in the U.S.
Booking.yeah.
Book whoever you want to be on Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding, like a dog. You know, you have a great head of hair, Jason. Can you speak on this?
Yeah, you hear this? That's my thick Nutrafol bottle shaking in there. If you open up the lid, a little ASMR, it says, keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
It says that on the inside of the lid. Motivational. The pills look like a classic turmeric supplement, so it'll be familiar going down your mouth, but it doesn't have that sting of turmeric.
Mm.
What it does have is the sting of visibly thicker, healthier hair.
Let's go. Yeah, so if you have any hair thinning, shedding, or any other hair issues, Nutrafol has a proactive approach, and it has been known to improve hair growth, decrease shedding, add visible thickness, and it's a clinically effective formula. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off the first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code HOWLONG. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled NutraFol.com. Promo code HOWLONG. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code HOWLONG.
You shared that Atlantic article about...
Oh, you mean why people aren't hanging out anymore?
Yeah. Why people aren't hanging out. But they use the phrase, or they're hoping to coin the phrase social fitness, as we should look at socializing ourselves, hanging out with friends, the way we look at exercise. It's a thing that we might not want to do naturally, but we need to carve out the time to do it for our health and well-being. I like articles like this. I never get anything out of them because it just tells me stuff that we already all know. People don't hang out with people because social media and screens, it's nothing new, but a thing that I did kind of clamp onto was a statistic about how, maybe in the last even 5 years, how people spend now more time with their pet than with their friends, like hours per week or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
Most people spend more time with a pet than a human.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
So pets are a big reason for the downfall of our civilization.
No, there's no upside to pets except people are pathetic and they need someone to love them unconditionally because they're weak. That's all. I mean, and that's it. I mean, like, I have friends and I prefer to be loved conditionally. That's fine with me.
Sorry about that. Our guest actually came on to tell us that he can't podcast. So we had a little snafu. Unfortunately, we weren't recording that, but it was funny. He showed us a picture of his baby. So he will be on
that. That wasn't a picture, Jason. His baby was there. That was live.
He showed us a visual of his baby, I should say. I'm sorry. We had eyes on his baby, not in a weird way.
His baby was on the floor, crawling around on the floor backstage at a venue, is what I like. So he's a hands-on father. Speaking of,
I liked it.
Hands-on, I wanted to talk about some news that broke today about Sean Evans of Hot Ones fame, who is apparently
a fellow interviewer.
Yeah, you know, I just feel a kinship. I've never met him actually, and I'm not a huge fan of the Complex Media Network, but Sean recently broke up with a porn star, Melissa Stratton, who I'm not familiar with, but she apparently...
Wait, broke up? I thought they just started dating.
No, they broke up. I guess they've been dating for a while, and now they've broken up. And this news, though, we found out about it from Adam 22, because Adam 22 and his wife had a threesome with
fellow
Sean
content creator.
Had a threesome with Sean Evans' ex-girlfriend. And this is a twisted content creator pyramid that I don't want to be. I don't even like talking about it, but I felt like I had to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, say what you want about Adam 22. He knows that if he tells you that he has had sex with your chick, that is a death blow. That is gonna sting.
I mean,
you're not gonna be able to think about it. it's gonna be whatever Usher did to Alicia Keys times a million. In multiple positions.
No, you're absolutely right, but I just like the fact that
that Sean, friend of the show, Sean Evans ain't hitting it right compared to Adam. You know, it's a whole thing.
Well, that's the thing. Sean Evans is one of those guys I've never crossed paths with, I've never met. I don't know anything about him or his personality. I only know what I've seen on the show, which is pretty powerful for a guy who's made this many episodes. You know what I mean? So the only thing we know about him,
he's known and well respected as a good interviewer. Like, people consider, like, he is good at his job.
The only thing we know about him now is he's a freak. That's all we know.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, not necessarily. Yeah,
narrative.
I see this all the time from the DJ community, streetwear community, basically like nerdy shut-in guys who then get enough power and money and then are able to fuck out of their weight class.
Mm-hmm.
Just they're just like, I can date a porn star.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna date a porn star.
You know, like, you have to do it for the story. It's a pair of shoes you just have to try on because fuck it, we made it. Yeah. Like, I can't believe
that's
little
true.
Old virgin me.
That's kind
of is balls deep inside of a porn star. I have to pay her light bill, but who gives a shit? It's all good. You got to do it for the story. Unfortunately, it hurts your chances for dating in the future.
In the picture I'm looking at, Melissa's wearing a nice Louis Vuitton kind of kimono, I believe, and then a Rolex watch. I think Melissa might have her own money.
I'm sure she's doing just fine. I'm sure she's doing just fine. But, you know, there are certain requirements financially for day-to-day allowances
course,
and things like that.
Of course.
I've never met Sean. I've been at parties with him around, and I've seen him around, and he has that energy of like a guy who styles themselves but looks like somebody else styled them. He has like a shininess to him in like a Seacrest out kind of way
that's deceptive.
Where you're like, you're kind of walking around this sporty and rich store opening like you're Justin Bieber.
I like that. I like it because it's like, I want him to date Chicken Shop Girl. I think that would be a cool link up.
You want him to snog?
Yeah.
Chicken Shop Girl?
Yeah, I think it would be cool. I think it would be cool if they linked up. It would like make a lot of sense. It's like when, you know, it's like when two actors get together. It's, you know, you understand each other. You know, it's not, it's mm-hmm. who else, because we're not going to date him. So what other options does he have, really?
No, we're both married.
I mean, Tinks, I guess.
It'd be like me dating Benito Skinner. It's just not going to work out.
I like that idea. Now,
God love
people
him.
Are going to ship.
Also,
ship
he's in the in that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm I was talking about.
Lionel was in one too.
He's also in the same episode, and he's hilarious in it.
Oh, it's the same episode. Okay, okay, okay. It's the same. Okay, so they have like real lines and shit.
Yeah, they have real lines.
Damn, that's nice.
I feel like we're only moments away from a Them Jeans cameo. I mean, I guess we're not moments away considering they've already filmed the final season. But you know. Larry's come out of retirement before.
Well, I mean, they did let Wardell on, which is closer to you than the two people you just mentioned.
Yeah, I guess so.
So,
yeah, actually, he was on before. I just talked to Wardell a couple days ago. He he texted me because of a comment or a reply that I did on one of Emily Ratajkowski's Instagram posts. Because she was posting something about, like, I don't remember what it was. Like, she got a new job or a new role, or like she was announcing a career win of some sort. I forgot what it was already. The internet moves at a breakneck speed. But I hit her with a double thumbs up emoji as my mm-hmm. reply comment to the post. And Brandon was just like this man really just gave a double thumbs up to Emily Ratajkowski's Instagram grid post. But I was thinking, like,
he's got a point.
Yes and no. But I mean, I feel like that's about as normal and innocent and regular, and, you know, what would be a better thing?
To not comment at all, obviously. that's the best it possible feels, thing if, you can do.
Is it not an innocuous thing to comment, or do you think
no,
it is?
No, it is. No, it's an innocuous thing to comment, but on your homie's page, on a known hottie, it's funny.
Well, her and I are not friends, but we're acquaintances.
Yeah, of course, but it doesn't make it any
better. We've worked together. If I see her out, I say hi.
It doesn't make it better. It doesn't make it better.
We don't go to the Cayman Islands together.
I mean,
but
who does? Yeah, they're making you pay for Palm Heights.
But it was like, oh, that's cool. Good for her. I'm happy for her. Smash the double thumbs up.
It's not
that big of a deal.
I don't think it's a big deal. I just think it's better not to. That's all. I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's very funny that Brandon Wardell texted you.
Oh,
about
it was it. No. She was doing something with Lena Dunham, another friend
yeah, she's
of the
in the show.
Show.
She's in the show. Yeah, yeah.
My girls are winning. My girls stay winning. Two chicks, two thumbs up.
I see where you, look, Jason. I see where your head's at. I just think I also see why Brandon thought that was funny. I see both sides.
Of course, of course, of course. I'm not trying to ride dick like Carnival. This is just big upping a couple of ladies in
female
my life.
Female creators, of course, of a couple of female creators.
Female creators.
I get that. I get that. That's really funny.
I also wanted to talk.
It'd be like this man. Oh, that's really funny. That's why you got to have the fellas around. You know, they keep you in mm-hmm. check. That's a necessary. It's really funny. That's really yeah, funny.
Well, I don't feel in checked. I'm still out here wilding. I haven't changed.
I just got sent several pictures from the Tom Brown show last night where I'm in the background of photos of Janet Jackson and Queen Latifah. So things are looking good for me. Things are looking good for me. Just Jared grid post with my big head right between Janet and fucking.
Wow. So this is the 2024 Mount Rushmore of Tom Brown is.
No.
Janet Jackson, Chris Black, and the Queen Latifah.
Well, it's because I'm. No, just to be clear, I'm seated behind them. So it's not like we're shoulder to shoulder.
Of course.
You know?
Of course, of course. Okay. Lincoln was a little behind Washington. Okay, it's fine. We know how. When I arranged my Valentine's Day florals yesterday, some roses are featured more prominently than others. It's fine.
Open that. I just sent it to you. Open it and then because you don't see me in the thumbnail, but you see me. It's really funny.
Okay, I'm firing up the Just Jared. Like, Just Jared, come on the pod.
Right over.
Perez Hilton, come on the pod.
Right over Queen's shoulder.
Okay, so we got two aunties who work at the See's candy store, and then Chris looking snatched behind him. Queen Latifah has a curious Harry Potter clock bag purse. Is that the vibe?
Yeah.
And then does Janet have the Birkin, or is that a Tom Brown bag as well?
No, that's Tom. No, that's the Tom. That's the doctor bag, a classic shape. Great bag.
What do you call the Tom Brown Birkin? The twerkin? Let's go pay some bills.
As soon as I sat down, I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm behind Anna Wintour, Janet Jackson, and Queen Latifah.
Right.
And then several like K-pop affiliated types.
You and Jung Sool, Kim Bop. Everyone was behind in front of you.
I honestly don't know who they were, but it was, yeah. So I've been caught.
Were any members of Blackpink there? Just really quick, and then we'll get back to you.
I don't think so, but I honestly don't know if I'm the guy.
Was there an appearance from Jenny?
To ask? No,
Jenny.
No, Jenny wasn't there, I don't think. But that picture will go down in history now, so that's good. Janet.
Yeah, so to put myself in your skirt, I'm looking at that photo, and as soon as you sit down behind, as you said, Anna Wintour, Janet Jackson, Queen Latifah, did you just think like, oh my God, did I moisturize too much? Is the flash going to bounce off of my forehead is it going to bounce off of Queen Latifah's hair and then fuck me up? Like, did you think about any of the minutia, or was it just like, OMG?
No, it was.
I'm about to be on Jared.
It was more like, damn, this this sucks that I'm going to ruin their photos. You know, it's tough. You know, it's...
Oh, come on.
No, I mean, you don't want anybody in the background of any photo. It's annoying. You want clean images.
Yeah, but we all know that it's very easy to Photoshop somebody out of that photo. It's a black background. Like so many photos are like this.
Yeah, but it's...
Like, I will Photoshop you out of this photo in under 30 seconds, and you would never know the difference.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point, I mean, because they're trying to get them up. Like, someone like Just Jared is trying to get, or Daily Mail or whoever is trying to get it up so fast. They obviously don't give a shit.
But yeah,
like,
when Janet and Queen post a grid, they will have an intern remove you out. But I was looking at the photo.
They will definitely not.
I was saying that you were kind of giving personal, private security, you know, go for Jay. Jay's moving.
Yeah.
Things like that. You have an earpiece.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you look good, though.
I'm interested. Thank you, Jason. But I'm interested in getting into some personal security. I think this would be a good pivot for me. We talked about this a little bit. There's another picture of me with Janet, and I'm also standing and looking kind of like, mm-hmm, I have eyes on her. And not in that way, in a way that, like, I'm here to protect you, the bodyguard Kevin Costner style.
Yeah.
And I don't think they even carry guns. I think you just have to look intimidating and possibly have been in some sort of kind of something better than bouncer. You know what I mean? But not.
You don't have to have been a Navy SEAL, but we're going to need something a little, you know, maybe a background in mixed martial arts or something like that.
Yeah. So I think if I finally, you know, the final boss of sobriety is getting into MMA, I'm going to start rolling with two-tone, mm-hmm, and then I could maybe be security and we could start low and move on up. But I think it seems fun career-wise.
Right. Once you get your white belt, then you could start kind of thinking about branching out. But do you think, I mean, obviously we were talking before, it's how long do you have to be in the game before you're trusted with a Janet Jackson or
I think it's also just like anything else. It's like with assistants at that level or drivers or, you know, whatever. It's like you get passed around from celebrity. It's all word of mouth, celebrity to celebrity. It's not like there's like a website.
But I just like the idea. There's a website. It's not akin to an escort service. Like the services that you provide are gray areas. But I was thinking about how at some point you have to start somewhere. Like if you can't have your first client ever be Janet Jackson or Beyonce or something like that, do you start with a lesser known celebrity? But if they have to be a certain level to need personal private security,
it's a limited.
So that's the thing. It's like there's It's not like you can do your, you know, we're playing at Freaky McNasty's for 2 years before we got discovered by NME, or you have to, you're already kind of starting at the top.
I don't know. We should find out.
Because you can't like stage offer your services.
No. And also I think that
you can't be like, look,
I
Kalayla, I know you don't need any private security, but you know.
Can I? Hey, Kalayla,
I'm just looking for a shot.
I'm gonna walk behind you at Pitchfork Festival. Just kind of don't mind me. It's for protection.
Look, Jay Maskus, you're a big guy. You ride your bike a lot, but if we're gonna go out to dinner tonight in Amherst, I'm just gonna tail you. Make sure everything's make all sure kosher. Won't even know I'm there, brother.
Make sure everything's okay. But yeah, it was Janet Jackson causes mayhem. You know, which I kind of knew, but like I was standing outside with
yeah, I mean, she is royalty in so many ways.
When she got out of the car, and it was just it's yeah, it's like really something, you know, to see people like really losing their shit.
It's like seeing a bald eagle in the wild. You're like, I know exactly what they look like, been around my whole life, but when you see them, you're taken back by the majesty of
it. It's still staggering. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was fun. It was
ironically, you're the bald one in this one.
It was a fake, it was like snow all over the ground, which was triggering for me.
So was this winter that we were showing, or was this
fall 2024 ready to wear?
Fall 20. Okay, so it's we lapped ourselves where we're looking past summer already. Like right now, it's in February. We're freezing. I'm not talking about Tom Brown. I'm just talking about the fashion world in general. Mm-hmm. We're all freezing. It's like I want the fantasy of swimwear season. I want Jacques Mou Resort. I want to be transported away from my winter sadness.
No, sweetie, no one.
So
wants that,
so we
sure,
already
sure.
did the Jacques Mou Fall Resort.
Well, you don't do fall resort and fall don't go together, Jason. Resort is its own fake season for yachting clothes.
I'm aware.
You know. So it's a little bit, which is something that
the fashion calendar has lapped itself. While thanks to global warming, the seasons have sort of lapped themselves. So fall is now summer. You know what I mean? Like, September, October are like the hottest months in LA now, when that was fall.
Everything is summer now.
Anyway.
That's the problem.
It all comes back to global warming. Dude, everything is summer.
Everything is summer, which is a great way to live if you think about it, but it's not realistic. I like the seasons, I have to be honest. Because summer, extreme summer is the worst. Like, that's worse than extreme winter for me.
Wrong. I love to cool down. I hate to heat up. Okay? If it's hot outside, quenching with a yellow Gatorade, that's kind of unbeatable. Quenching with a coconut-based smoothie, when you're overheating 110, hitting the gravel, you just finished five straight sets with Djokovic, versus like it's freezing. Oh, can I have a cup of chai?
So there was yesterday there was a shooting at the parade, at the Kansas City Chiefs parade.
Yeah.
And
awful.
Travis Kelce is getting in trouble because he was at the bar after, just like hanging. And I'm a little bit like, what is he supposed to do? Like, what is he supposed to do? Like, he can't leave his house? Like, I mean, what difference is that going to make?
Well, were people upset that he wasn't in mourning?
Yeah. They're like, you're out here celebrating and partying when people have died, which is obviously, people dying is very bad, but what is he supposed to do about it after the fact?
I guess he's supposed to maybe go back to his house that probably has a nightclub built into it, MTV Crib style, and just kind of
I agree it's not the best for
get your fireball on in private.
I would agree that, especially where he's at now, this isn't the best, but I just was
you
like,
you can look at it both sides. I mean, but you know, to combat this type of terrorism, you know, showing that it doesn't affect you and you're moving on is a good way to defend from it, considering our government chooses not to do anything about it. If you want to really look at
I was just like,
see it from all sides.
It's just what my point is, also, now that he yelled at the coach, now this is happening, it's the tide is turning on him, and I think that people like that don't hate him are going to hate him in the very near future.
So it's a classic case of he done got too big for his britches.
Kinda. It's also like, I think,
I mean, you don't yell at coach.
I mean, whatever.
No matter what you are, no matter what team you are, no matter how big you are.
I'm not going to sit here and act like a coach needs to be respected like it's your parents, because they don't. They're a fucking coach. Like, get a grip. But You should know better. You just have to know better because you know you're on a different level now. You know what I mean? Like you're on a different fucking planet of celebrity. You can't, mm-hmm. you got
to
be careful.
But there's also something nice to see about a guy who hears that from 100 people a day and doesn't give a flying shit. It's kind of fun to watch it. We all know that the way it ends is never great. But it's fun. It's a human sacrifice for our enjoyment. He's like,
yeah,
I'm going to make a run for it. I'm going to, I don't know, fuck Taylor Swift and win the Super Bowl in the same day. And then what for my next act, you know?
I would like it if he was cool. Like if he was throwing caution to the wind and he was cool and did something cool, I would like it. But
yeah,
when you're a football player that wears a Miri, I'm not really that. I'm not super psyched on your output.
Unfortunately, his style and aesthetic and way of talking appeals to the largest group of people. Like the most people think he's very cool.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Because most people also are like, I like to get drunk and scream, you got to fight for your right to party in the year 2024,
that was rough.
That's very Trump-esque. I feel like whoever's writing the love story of Travis Kelce is taking some plays out of the Trump book.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Let's see how funny it would be if we tried to do this to appeal to idiot Americans. And they're like, there's no way in hell it's going to work. That's so funny. I can't believe you did that. And then you try it and it ends up working so much better than you thought it would.
It's an experiment. We're living with it. It's an experiment that we're living with. I kind of need to... How much time we got? Because I kind of need to...
I don't know.
Go.
Also, before we leave, I want to give a shout out to APC for sending me all these great fragrances there. And you might like this. They put their cologne in a plastic spray bottle, but it looks like a little glass perfume bottle or a cologne bottle.
Oh, that is cool.
But plastic. What are your thoughts on that?
What is it, white or is it see-through?
Clear.
Oh, interesting.
Like you would never, it looks glass until you pick it up and then it's plastic. I know just how much you love... Oh, wow. Single-use plastic, so I thought this might be...
I do. No,
it's a sign that the tide is turning a little bit.
Yeah, that does feel like that. That does feel like that. That's interesting.
And the scent was reminiscent of fresh corn tortillas, actually, and I mixed it with an Aesop scent, and what a combo.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. HowLongGone.com. We've done it again. I'm going to be in Seoul next week recording at 5 a.m., which I can't wait for.
Oh, that's cool. I won't be doing it at 5 a.m., but you will.
And I will we'll talk to you later this week.
Bye.
An ending fitting for the start. You twist and tore our love apart. Your light fingers through the dark. Shattered the lamp into darkness. It cast the sun. No, you've got to be wrong. We're wrong. You shut me up and blamed it on the ground. Call it the boy kicked out of the world. The world kicked back. And I'm not fucking hard at all.